Now, many people will be looking for things to do over the next few weeks, maybe looking after your children, grandchildren. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Well, here's a suggestion for you to add to the pot. Hall Farm is opening a new farm trail just in time for the summer holidays, and a very special guest arrived there today to cut the ribbon. We sent Luke along to find out just who it was.
Well, here we are at Hall Farm, and we've got lots of children from the local Stratford St Mary Primary School who are bursting to get out on the farm trail. John Barry is the man that owns this wonderful area in the Dedham Vale. John, you've been here all your life. What's special about Hall Farm?
It's just set in a beautiful area, right in the middle of Constable country, and it's always been my home. I just love it. It's a lovely area.
Now, we're surrounded not only by children, but we've got geese on the pond, Highland cattle behind you. What is there to see here?
Well, basically, we've got three or four different types of rare breed sheep and a commercial sheep herd. The Highland cattle are here. There's also some more commercial beef cows, and the trail will go round. Hopefully children will be able to feed them, and then it will go on into some arable lands, so you can see us how we grow potatoes for our own shop and restaurant, how we're growing the corn to feed to our stock. And the plan is to work all that with 1960s and 1970s equipment, so we're sort of drifting back a few years rather than going forward at the moment.
So it'll be a right adventure trail.
Oh yes, hopefully, yeah, when it's all finalised.
And you've got someone very special opening that trail today, haven't you?
Yes, we've got somebody very special, a young lady who grew up in this area for a while, Beth Tweddle.
Beth, as we look over your uncle's shoulder, it is an area of outstanding natural beauty. What is it that you love about this particular part of Suffolk?
You just get that feeling of being out in the middle of nowhere, but you're obviously not. And there's so many rare breeds of animals here, and I came here as a kid. My mum grew up here, and I used to love coming down here at the summer and Christmas and being out on the farm and being able to go and collect the eggs in the morning. And it's just, it makes you feel so relaxed.
How much fun was it as a child, and how's it changed since then?
Oh, it's completely different. I mean, it was literally a working farm when I used to come as a kid, whereas now you've got this farm trail. It's interacting with the local community, bringing the kids in and teaching them what actually happens on the farm. And they've got the restaurant and the farm shop, and they grow all their own produce. So it's very different, but very good.
How important is it that we teach the children about where our food comes from and what we do on farms?
I think it's really important. I mean, obviously with the whole healthy eating, it's great for the kids to understand where is their food actually coming from, how does it sort of grow, and when they're walking around the farm, they'll see how potatoes are grown, where it's grown, what has to be done to look after them. And so I think it's going to be a really educational and a really fun experience for them.
And also they'll be able to get their hands dirty by feeding some of the animals.
Yeah, I think that's the best part. Kids want to be interactive, and the fact that they're going to be able to get so up close with the animals, and some of the cattle actually come up to you and you can feed them out of your hands. And there's going to be new additions with new animals arriving every now and then, so I'm really looking forward to the alpacas.
Hopefully within a week or two there'll be alpacas coming.
Alpacas, we've got Highland cattle, sheep as well. And of course, this is, as I said, an area of outstanding natural beauty, but an adventure land as well. We've got children behind us from the local primary school, and this is going to be a learning ground for them, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the great thing. It's going to be fun for them, but it's going to be educational. But they don't necessarily realise it's going to be educational. And like they were saying, they're going to be using 1960s, 70s equipment. We've got Dilly, the tractor that's kind of not in working use now, but the kids can explore it and see what it's like to sit on it and stuff. So there's lots of fun things for them to do.